The practical side of credible pet assisted ministry. One of the most important truths in pet assisted chaplaincy is this: loving animals is not enough. Good intentions are not enough either. If this ministry is going to be credible, safe, and Christ honoring, it has to be practical. That means hygiene matters, preparation matters, timing matters, supplies matter, rest matters, judgment matters. A ministry animal should never feel improvised. When people see a chaplain arrive with an animal, they should sense calm, order, and care. They should not feel like the animal was just brought along because it seemed nice that day. The animal should be clean, steady, and appropriately equipped. The chaplain should be ready, observant, and in control. That starts before the visit ever begins. You need to think through grooming, cleanliness, nails, shedding, odor, leash control, and the animal's recent behavior. Has the animal had enough rest? Has it been fed appropriately? Has it had a bathroom break? Is it already overstimulated before you even arrive? Is this a good day for ministry, or should today be a day of restraint? Those are not small questions. Those are part of stewardship. Practical ministry also means bringing what you need. Depending on the setting, that may include water, cleanup supplies, waste bags, towels, hand sanitizer, a brush, documentation if required, and any materials the facility expects. A chaplain should not enter a ministry setting casually and hope everything goes smoothly. Preparedness lowers stress for everyone. It also protects dignity. People notice when something feels sloppy. If an animal smells bad, jumps unexpectedly, sheds heavily onto a resident's blanket, or has an accident that the chaplain is not ready to manage, the visit can shift very quickly from comfort to discomfort. Even if people are polite, credibility is affected. And credibility matters in chaplaincy. This is especially important in settings like nursing homes, assisted living communities, neighborhood ministry routes, church gatherings, soul center environments, disability ministry settings, and holiday events. In each setting, the chaplain represents more than personal kindness. The chaplain represents ministry trustworthiness. You are showing that spiritual care can be thoughtful, safe, and well-governed. Another practical issue is pacing. Not every visit should be long. Not every person should interact physically with the animal. Not every environment should be entered. A wise chaplain knows that short, calm, successful visits are often better than long, draining ones. You are not trying to prove how friendly your animal is. You are trying to serve people well. That means paying attention to signs of strain. Is the animal panting more than usual? Looking away repeatedly? Becoming restless? Yawning? Licking? Pulling? Freezing? Or losing focus? These may be signs that the animal is tired or stressed. A tired animal is not a ministry asset in that moment. It is a responsibility. The chaplain must be willing to end the visit well. Practical ministry also means knowing the difference between being welcome and being tolerated. Some people love animals. Some people are cautious. Some people are allergic. Some people are grieving. Some people have trauma, fear, or sensory sensitivity. You cannot assume that the animal's presence is always a gift just because it often is. So ask, observe, slow down, give room. Pet-assisted chaplaincy works best when it is clean, calm, prepared, and humble. The goal is not novelty. The goal is not to put the animal on display. The goal is to remove avoidable distractions so that comfort, dignity, and Christ-centered care can happen more naturally. A practical chaplain is not less spiritual. A practical chaplain is more trustworthy. And in ministry like this, trust opens the door to everything else.